municipal airport.
Okay. And well, roads and things. If you're driving in from out of state, what type of road would you use?
I'd more than likely I'd use interstate.
And if you were really tired, where might you stop along the interstate?
Holiday Inn. Wouldn't make that much difference, depending on how tired I am and what I found, you know.
No, I mean the little places that you can pull off of.
Oh, the rest stops?
Yeah.
Welcome stations, or whatever they call them? I'd stop at one of the rest stops. I have not in the past, but I suppose I would if I got that tired.
Okay. And what's painted on the road help you stay in your lane?
A yellow and white line in most cases.
Okay. And where would you get off of one of the interstates? What's that called?
Okay, I won't do that. I'll get an exit.
I
was just going to say, anyway, I feel like it.
On the side, okay. And where would you get back on again?
Well, of course, an entrance.
And are there any other roads in town that can only be entered and left at special places? And I don't mean highway. I mean just big roads that are very difficult to get onto. There are only certain areas.
Not really. Now, we have a lot of one-way streets in Nashville. I don't know if you've noticed that. But, like, every other street goes, one may go north and south, and then the next street will go south, north. Okay, so that means that in a lot of cases, you can, if you get on in the middle, you cannot hardly get on in the middle of the block because of the traffic is so heavy going through, or, you know, coming through, whichever it might be. They're coming out 4th Avenue quitting time. It's difficult to get on almost anywhere down there other than at a light, because if you come out, say, at the second block bound from the light, there's no way you can get in there. So that would be, you know, be the same problem as trying to get on the interstate.
Okay.
The best bet would be, your best bet would be to get on at a light somewhere.
I found that out.
Did you?
Sure did. What are the main streets in the city?
To me, the main streets, well, of course, Broadway would be a main throughway. The next one would be Church Street. And the next would be Charlotte and Jefferson. And Lafayette down here would be a main street. What I'm thinking of is if you get on any one of the streets that I just mentioned, you can get to an interstate exit and get out of town if you're having to leave in a hurry. You know, the streets run, they run parallel with each other, and they run almost from one end of town to the other. Well, it's, you know, it's no big deal about getting from one end of town to the other.
Have you ever called Broadway, or do you always call it Broad Street?
Call it different things. We call it Broadway, Broad, 8th and Broad, you know, just whatever you call it.
Now, with neighborhood streets, do you make distinctions between, for instance, an avenue, road, street, place?
Yeah. My street is a drive, you know, and like the streets in the middle of the city, or in the heart of the city, are streets, you know. Let's start from the heart of the city and go out. From the heart of the city, they're referred to in numbers, and then letters, and then streets, you know. 8th and Broad, you know, is a number. 8th and the number, and that's a number. And then the last designation, of course, is street. The further out you go, they turn into drives, and then in the beginning of the rural era, they turn into lanes, you know, Old Hickory Lane, what have you. And in between, we have boulevards. So apparently, they have some kind of system of doing that, and I don't really know what it is, but I'm sure it is, you know.
That's a lovely description.
No, my background in school was in the School of Engineering. And I know they got some kind of system of doing streets, and I just can't remember it offhand, you know.